This section is an introduction to the checkout and check-in features to open, edit, and close files in a library. If a library has static reports or other documents that never change, then you do not need checkout and check-in. However, most libraries contain documents that, sooner or later, need to be updated. Site members and site owners can edit files in a shared library. But there is a potential problem. You do not want multiple users trying to edit the same document at the same time. The remedy is to limit the ability to edit a file to one user at a time. One user must check out a file to make edits to it, so no one else can make changes to the file until that user checks in the file. Check out to lock the file. Check in to unlock the file, much like checking out and checking in a book from the public library. Here's an overview of how all this works. Step 1. You check out the file. The file is now locked and no one else can edit it. Step 2. You open and edit the file. SharePoint creates a copy of the file for you to edit. In the meantime, the most recent version of the file remains available in the library for users to read or download. Step 3. Save the file so you don't lose your work. Now editing and saving a file is an iterative process that you usually go through many times before you proceed to step 4. Check in the file. This creates a new version of the file and unlocks it so other site members and site owners can now edit it. A few more words about checking out a file. While you have a file checked out to you, several things happen. In the type column, the file's icon has a white arrow with a green background to show the document is checked out. For someone to find out who has a document checked out, they would hover their cursor over the icon. A tooltip appears, saying who has the file checked out currently. In our example, you are Jane Doe, so this file is locked and checked out only to you. You can make as many changes as you need. We recommend you save early and save often. During this time, no one else sees your edits. If anyone else opens the file from SharePoint, they see the latest checked-in version of the file in read-only mode, not the copy that you are now editing. That brings us to an important point. Since no one else can make edits until you check the file back in, it is best practice to check in the file as soon as you can. A file can be left in a checked-out state indefinitely. We should point out that if you leave a document checked out for too long a time, a site owner can discard your checkout and check the file back in, without your latest edits. To avoid this, follow good etiquette on how long you keep a document checked out. There is a warning we should give here. Sometimes, you may not be viewing the current state of the library. For example, a file that is checked in might look like it is still checked out. Before you leave a page you have been working on, take a second to refresh the library to ensure the files are in the state you intend. True, you can do this by pressing Shift F5 or clicking the refresh icon in the address bar, but these methods refresh the entire page and this might take some time. Instead, simply click the name of the library in the breadcrumb. The library refreshes in less time. Now, the particular steps you complete to check out or check in differ if you are editing a Microsoft Office file, or you are editing any other type of file. To help you better differentiate between these four procedures, the following four sections of this WBT explore each of these separately.